Hi there, this is Bijay Sen Gupta and welcome again to my podcast. Today's podcast is about the situation at hand. We all are dealing with the same situation. There is a lot of uncertainty in all our lives. When we celebrated New Year 2020, none of us had any idea what we were getting into. And here we are in the month of September, looking forward for the year to end. But the challenge does not end, does it? There is a long way to go. The vaccine hasn't really come out. And the way things are going, the way public sentiments are acting, it looks like travel, trade, hospitality, movement in general across cities and countries is not going to be back to normal before 2022-2023. So what do? What is it that we can do? Because it is what it is. None of us anticipated this. And here we are sailing through this tough time, this tough year of 2020. And we all keep thinking what's going to be our future. The current status of the job market also isn't helping, is it? There have been so many layoffs, so many furloughs, people being sent on leave without any pay whatsoever. It makes things really tough for all of us. I myself have been on this boat as well. I would still consider myself to be fortunate because I at least have a roof over my head, food on my table, and family to get back to and spend some quality time with at the end of every day. I mean, it's about gratitude at the end of the day, isn't it? Be thankful about what we have at hand rather than thinking about what we don't have. That would take you on a path of being calm and at peace with your own lives. If we keep on grumbling about what we don't have, life will never be peaceful. And it's even more now in today's day and time that it's important that we realize the fact and count our blessings, because it is what it is. And we and you yourself need to get out of this. So what do we do? What do we do to get out of this situation? Well, the first thing that comes to my mind, and I say this purely because I myself have been doing it, is do whatever you can. Do whatever you can. And I will be putting a separate podcast about the things that I have done to come out of it, explaining the details. Of course, I'll share with you what all I have been up to during the podcast. So, well, I have been doing cricket umpiring during weekends. I have created my own website. I updated my LinkedIn profile. I have created courses on Udemy, which has been doing reasonably well. I will be sharing the link with you for those who are interested in learning about revenue management. And there is another course about emotional intelligence that's going to come out soon. I have been busy. I have been doing voiceovers. I have been working as a freelance copywriter. Anything. And all these things are things which I have never done before. I had never done before in my life. I came across these things when I was looking up on the internet as to what all can one do to have some sustenance income, because we all were running on reduced salaries. And these are the things which I thought I could easily do. I will be soon starting my hospitality consultancy venture and would be helping clients who need help with realigning their hotel business or hospitality business. Revenue management has been my strong point. So I bring about revenue management expertise to clients who want to hire my services. So there's so much that one can actually do to keep the income streams going. And I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day. He has been laid off for over 4 months now with no income coming in. And he's a childhood friend, so he doesn't mind what I tell him. And I told him in as many words, I told him, look, buddy, even if it means waking up in the morning and having to wash your neighbor's cars, do it. Do it. Because we are living in an era where people are not going to judge us. Nobody is judging us. That the happy neighbor family that you are looking at every day is going through their own challenges. It's just that he's worried about being judged and he's been extremely and overtly happy and showing a very happy exterior. But deep within, when you get into their house, you will realize the tough times that they are going through. How can somebody go through a good time during this pandemic? So the whole idea behind sharing this is that you are not the only one who is going through this. You are not the only one who has been laid off. You are not the only one who is drawing a significantly reduced salary. All of us are in it. If you are a businessman, you are not the only one who is getting follow-up calls from your bank for loans, from your business colleagues to repay them their money. We are all in it together. So how do we keep sane? You would have come across a lot of these articles, and I too have been going through these write-ups about how does one keep positive. So here are a few tips that I wanted to share because I personally believe in them myself, and I think it's going to help you a lot. The number one thing that I think we all should be doing, and I have been doing myself, is to limit the intake of news and information. If we reduce the amount of information and news that we are absorbing in today's day and age, we will be able to spend much more time on focusing what we actually need to be doing. Instead, we get really worried and bogged down about the numbers of infections around the world, whereas you yourself are hale and hearty. There's so much that you can do with your current physical health status that can actually help you come out of the situation. But we try to dwell on things, look at numbers. Basically, reduce the intake of news and information to stay really, really positive. Media today is really difficult to know what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false. There is so much at stake. There's so much money at stake. There's so much money being thrown to share a particular propaganda. There is media that is completely agenda based. So it's difficult in the current mindset to actually see through these things. So my first step would be to reduce intake of news and information. Second would be to understand where your strengths lie. The various things that I did during lockdown are all based on strengths that I thought I already had or I was confident of developing. Today's Wi-Fi internet has made it really difficult to learn new skills online. So go ahead, do it, build up on your skills that you have. For me, I always wanted to get back to the cricket field. I have been away from it for over 20 years, and it was a great experience for me standing out there in the middle, of course as an umpire, but then before and after the match, I did have a couple of knocks. So it gave me a great feeling getting back to to an arena which I really loved being associated with. And at the same time, I made some money judging that umpiring in that match. So it's recommended that you look and think back at what your strengths are and go all out in developing and honing those strengths. If there is some skill that you always wanted to learn, go for it. Important note here is try to do something which you can do online as well, because in the near future, online will be the future. Online will be the way forward. So do things which can be done online. My next tip is see fun in everything that you do. There is so much of gloom all around. It is important that you look at things in a funny way as well. Don't take everything seriously. Keep in mind that every situation can have a perspective, and that perspective comes from you. It comes from within. So train your mind to look at the funny in every situation. Every situation presents you with an opportunity. It is up to you, up to me, whether what we look at and how do we turn around that situation. Like I said earlier, nobody is judging us during this pandemic, and there cannot be a better time and a better age to do things that you always wanted to but you didn't because of the fear of being judged. This is the time. Go for it. This is the time. My next tip would be to help others. Helping others gives a great feeling. It need not be financial always. It could be you just stopping your car when you see somebody struggling with carrying their bags. Well, during the pandemic, how do you do that? Well, you just pick the bag and keep it in your boot. This is just an example, but there's so many ways that you can actually help people in today's day and age. Asking your neighbor when you're going out shopping or doing your groceries to ask them if they need something. They might be worried about going out because they have small kids. So by asking them, you're just ensuring that they reduce that one trip to the market or to the grocery shop. So there's so much that we can do by giving each other, by sharing our happiness. By giving, we get joy. It is a tried and tested way of finding happiness. You would relate to many such situations wherein you would have offered help to somebody and you found it to be really helpful to the other person, but at the same time you felt really good as well. So go for it and do what it takes to help each other. Helping your friends find a hospital bed, helping your elderly family members by ordering grocery online to be delivered because some of them might find it difficult to order online. Anything can go a long way in helping them be happy and making yourself happy at the same time. My next tip would be to support your local businesses. If there is a vendor nearby and is willing to deliver stuff to your home, support that vendor, support the local shop, because the shop owner there is putting his and his team's life and health at stake to serve you. You remember during lockdown, it would get so difficult to get groceries and you would come across this brave shopkeeper. I would look at them as being brave because it was really brave to keep open businesses during that time. Yes, he made the businesses made money, but it was still a risk. Their health and life was at risk. So support local businesses. Talk about local businesses. Promote local businesses in and around you. And that's the only way we can do our bit to help revive local businesses in and around us. Utilize the time that you have found. And one of the best things that could have happened from this pandemic is the amount of time that we have at hand right now. Never ever before did we get such an elongated time period with our family. And also time to ponder. There were hours that we had where we could sit and do nothing but think about what we need to do. And if you haven't done that, we still have the time because this pandemic is not going anywhere. So whenever you find the time, think about what you can do to use this time better. When the pandemic started, there were hordes of videos online about people working out, getting back in shape, getting the motivation back in their lives, doing what they love doing, like cooking, spending time with the kids. As long as at the end of the pandemic, when we're looking at, say, mid-2021, end of 2021, and when we look back at the time that we had at hand, we shouldn't be talking to ourselves on the lines of, hey, you know what, I wasted this time. So either you invest in a skill that you want to learn, you invest in improving your business by hiring a consultant, invest in working out, spending time in improving your health and fitness, improve your relationship with your loved ones by getting on periodic calls with your friends and family that you have not been speaking to very often, getting savvy with online ways of doing business, communication, interaction, online transactions, broking, trading. There are various ways that you could actually use this time that we have. So go for it. Do not waste this time is all I can say. Well, yes, there would be days when you would be down and low. Who isn't? We all go through those days. Don't do anything on those days. But the days that you really get, spend some time on doing things that really, really matter. Remember, regret sometimes can be really bad, can hit you hard. So keep in mind, at the end of the pandemic, you shouldn't be thinking that you could have done this better. Well, you could always do things better, but think on the lines of not having to think about not doing too many things that you wanted to do. So go all out, think about it, give it a good shot. Pandemics, as per records, they come one in 100 years. So we probably will not have to deal with a pandemic ever again. So you're not going to have these 1.5-2 years of time. So this is it. If you are at your prime or not, doesn't matter. Go for it. Invest in something that is going to make you happy. My last tip is gratitude. Have gratitude towards whatever you have in life. No matter how rich or poor you are, gratitude can really bring you at a level where you wouldn't worry about the hard stuff in life. You would be satisfied with life, and that is a great foundation to base your next steps on. Gratitude will give you a level of belief, of self-confidence, that is going to really play a major role in you deciding on the right path to come out of this pandemic. It has been so for me as well. When the pandemic hit, like everybody else, I was wondering what's really going on. I was worried about my business. I was worried about my family. I was worried about my job. My colleagues, my team members at work, being responsible for so many lives and the health of so many people, made me really wonder and think through every step that I took. And here we are now, 6 months into this pandemic, and we realize that the steps that we took then are really the same steps that we need to continue taking right now. What will matter is the mental strength of everybody that is going through this pandemic. It is not easy for everybody to deal with something like this. Spending extended amount of time at home also takes its toll. It is not easy, but it is important that we share our challenges with each other, because everybody is going through a challenge like this. I would like to end today's podcast by saying that it is okay not to be okay, and all it takes sometimes is to ask a simple question like, are you okay? You will be surprised to know the amount of information that one will share only by asking a question like this. So, are you okay? If you aren't, speak to somebody. Speak up, pick up the phone, talk to somebody. If you think you need help, ask for help, take help. Believe me, no one is judging. No one is judging. We all are dealing with this situation together, and we all need to come out of this together. So that's the end of my podcast today. I hope you liked my podcast. Please do share your review and comments. It would mean a really big deal for me. And I hope to come out with some more podcasts in the future. So please look out for my podcast information on my LinkedIn channel. So you have a good day, and it was great sharing my thoughts with you. Until next time, goodbye. This is Bijoy Sengupta signing off. Thank you.